apparently Dead to Me was popular.
Yeah, Dead to Me is great. I like it.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll find out who's dead to all of you this week when we break down all of Week 12. Man, oh man, probably only 2 weeks till your playoffs start, unless you're one of those weirdos that plays a Week 17 game. Ugh, yuck, gross. All right, boys, it's going to be a long one. I hit the record buttons. Everything's recording a lot better than last week. We're cruising. So how you guys doing?
I'm good.
Wow, great remark. I just saw Frozen 2, so I'm pretty jazzed.
Was it
up.
Good?
Lucky.
Was it good? It was something.
It was Frozen?
It was Frozen.
There was more Frozen this time. More singing. A lot more singing. The kids really enjoyed it.
How's there more singing? The other movie was all singing.
There was more singing. Trust me.
I mean, well, I watched a good Disney show today. I watched the third episode of The Mandalorian. It was sick.
I watched it this morning, first thing, like 5 o'clock when I woke up.
Okay, well, sorry, guys. I haven't seen it yet.
That's okay. We'll talk about it on Monday.
Spoilers. Here they are. You ready? Baby Yoda dies.
I'm not buying that.
Okay.
Because Baby Yoda turns out to be an adult later on in life, so we know that.
No, this isn't. That Yoda's dead in this timeline. Baby Yoda is just what they call it because nobody knows the name of the race. You know that, right?
No.
This happens after Yoda's dead.
Yeah, this takes place
I'm
after
pretty
the,
sure.
After the second Death Star.
I'm pretty sure.
No. Yes. I'd have to Google it.
This takes place after the Ewoks. This place is 3 years after the Ewoks.
Ewoks are dumb anyway.
You're dumb. All right. If you guys don't have anything, do you have any news? I don't even have my phone here. Oh, there it is. If you hear background noise, I'm sorry. I don't care.
Tom Brady is questionable.
He's always questionable.
Yeah, everybody on the Patriots is questionable. So,
you mean like their morals?
I mean, sure, probably, but also on the injury report.
You brought up questionable morals. They said that they are not interested in re-signing Antonio Brown. So, Tom Brady said he wants him back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tom Brady wants a receiver besides Julian Edelman. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So
we'll get into that in the breakdowns.
Seattle sent Ed Dixon back to the IR. Do you guys care about that?
Why are you still on my thunder here, man? This is in the game breakdown. Jeez, man.
You asked me if there was any news.
Cheese and rice. Cheese and rice.
You just asked me if there was any news. I was just giving you the news.
The only news I really heard about is that the flu is apparently running rampant in the Dallas locker room, which makes me sad because they are my team and they're playing the Patriots in Foxborough this week. So if they're all sick, they're probably going to get stomped on real hard.
Mm.
When I meant news on the four teams that are on bye that we're not going to cover today, like the Vikings, like the Chargers, like Arizona, like the Chiefs. I do have some news on the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill had an MRI. They say it shouldn't make him miss any time on his hamstring.
That's good.
Okay.
I don't care about bye week's team because they're not my lineup.
But you got to look ahead to the future.
Especially for that late playoff push, right?
Oh, yeah. And you're in one of those really hard right now, Eric.
In two leagues.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Those
no,
were
wait.
Fun.
Three leagues. My fun league, too, I think.
Oh. Get the antacids ready.
I know, right?
Because the heartburns are coming.
I got a couple people rooting for me in redraft, which is nice. So.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into these games. Seattle at Philadelphia. I'll take the first one here.
Get it, girl.
Russell Wilson, yeah, you're starting him. Carson Wentz, I like Carson Wentz this week. That's because Seattle's given up quite a few points to quarterbacks throughout the season. So, Carson Wentz gives. I don't know what that was, but it sounded delicious. Now, running back situation. Seattle, you're starting Chris Carson, but you're not going to probably like the result because Philadelphia is pretty good against the run. With that being said, they're not good against the pass. And Tyler Lockett is supposedly good to go for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So fire that Tyler Lockett up. And you know what? DK, get out there. We got some good wide receivers on the bye. You probably need some DK in your life. A little Donkey Kong country.
Nice.
Now, Philadelphia side of the ball. I can't start a running back from Philadelphia with confidence. if you're starting one, maybe Miles Sanders, but they just said that JGI is going to have a significant role. So I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. What? Doug Peterson's good at one thing, and that's sharing the wealth at running backs and making none of them worthwhile to fantasy. Right. And then we have the wide receivers of Philadelphia. Alshon Jeffrey might play. He's questionable.
Good enough for me.
yeah. It's an early game, which really helps out a lot, but still you're a little nervous. Zach Ertz, obviously you're playing Zach Ertz. Nelson Aguilar, you got a better chance of catching the flu than he does of catching a touchdown. So
dang.
Stay away from Nelson Aguilar. Like, now the big question,
unlike Aguilar,
if you guys have, not Aguilar. All right. So the biggest question for this is Seattle's tight end situation, right? You brought up Ed Dixon's going back to the IR. So good old Jacob Hollister, right?
Mm-hmm.
We going shopping at the Hollister this week? We going to look at those live shots of the beach in California?
Oh.
No, we're not.
Oh.
Let me tell you why we're not. Because Philadelphia's actually been really good against tight ends, surprisingly. They're good at, bad against the pass, but for some reason, they can cover tight ends. It's probably because all the wide receivers are getting all the work. So temper your expectations on him. If you want to start him, go for it, because it's a tight end with a pulse. But he was actually my villain this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then these defenses, they're both decent defensive plays every week because they get some turnovers and stuff like that. But I don't like either defense. There's better streaming options out there this week.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Josh, take it away with Detroit at Washington.
Yeah, I got a banger here.
some top-notch QBs in that matchup.
Jeff Driskel and Dwayne Haskins, you want to start either one? Absolutely not. But if you have to, you're going to go with Driskel. I don't feel good about it, but Washington is so atrocious on defense that he does have some upside here this week, depending on which quarterback you have on a bye. There shouldn't be too many situations where you have to use him, though. You're not going to start Dwayne Haskins in any circumstance. Next, the running back situation, Bo Scarborough and Darius Geis. Both of these guys are startable as flex options or low-end RB2s.
Wow. I thought you were going with another F word there.
Well, Bo Scarborough, there's a good chance that he might not even be on the team because Detroit just goes, scoops guys off the street, they play them, and then we never see them again. So if you guys should definitely be paying attention to that. Darius Geis, I like him. Now, Chris Thompson and Adrian Peterson are both questionable to play this week. Doesn't really matter, though, because it's not like you're going to start either one of those guys, and you're certainly not going to get anywhere near Smooches, J.D. McKissick. Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones. You can start both of them in this matchup. You're going to start Kenny G because chances are you drafted him high enough where you have to, and Marvin Jones did very well with Jeff Driskel last week. Washington Decent was like we talked about earlier. They're horrible. Now, Terry McLaurin is the only startable asset on the entire team outside of Darius Geis of Washington. The problem is Darius Slay is healthy. That's not good. He is expected to shadow Terry McLaurin this entire game, so he's not going to be startable. And you don't want anything to do with anything else, including the defenses. Maybe the Lions defense, if you want to try and stream them this week, but they are a low tight end one option here.
So, Josh, I've seen Terry McLaurin on the waiver wire in one of my leagues.
Okay.
Do you feel like that's okay? Like, do you feel like you can drop him just because of the quarterback situation?
Yeah. Yeah, I do right now. Unfortunately, in redraft, he's droppable.
Okay. All right. I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. That quarterback situation is that whole offense is a dumpster fire. So, yeah, redraft, probably don't waste a roster spot on him.
It's very bad. All right, that is all I have for this game. Eric, I think you got the next game. Oakland and the Jets, bud.
Yeah, another.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Did you say anything about Adrian Peterson might not play?
Yeah, I said him and Chris Thompson were questionable.
Okay. If he doesn't play, does that upgrade Darius Geis? I know you say he's startable, but is he even more of a start?
I'd start him either way. I feel pretty confident in Darius Geis this week. Brad, what's going on? Are the inmates running the asylum over there?
Always. If I didn't have Straight Outta Compton in my ear right now, I'd be listening. All right, Eric. Give us Oakland at the Jets.
Oh, yeah, love it. Oakland at the Jets.
This is a good game to look at, man.
I mean, yeah, there's some options here for sure. Okay, so no real big injury concerns as far as the Raiders go. I'm sure we're still a little concerned about Josh Jacobs' shoulder, that sprained AC joint. Probably hasn't fully healed, but obviously he's a full go. You have to start him. He's looked fantastic, and he gets a ton of work. So definitely start him. Carr, I feel like, is a solid option at QB right now, especially with all the backups currently playing right now. So go ahead and fire him up, especially if you're in two QB league and you one of your QBs is on a bye this week. Because some of us have to start Jameis Winston, and we're real sad about it. I know I am. As far as receivers go on the Raiders side of the ball, Waller, full start, go ahead and throw him in there. And then Hunter Renfrow isn't a terrible, terrible option if you're hurting for receivers. And then Tyrell Williams is always a good look. Josh, anybody else on Oakland that I'm missing there that you like?
No, there's not a whole lot to like about Oakland, bud.
Yeah, there really isn't.
What about the defense?
Against the Jets, Sam Darnold had the game of his life last week, unfortunately, against me in some leagues. What? He had like 26 points last week.
Remember what happened last time he did that? He played Dallas, and then the following week he played the Patriots and looked like he'd never even seen a football. So, yeah,
which is exactly why no one should believe in the Cowboys. Yeah. Man.
That'll be fine.
I guess you can start them. I don't really particularly love them here. We'll see what happens. I think there's better options than Oakland, but if you're streaming defense, it's probably not a terrible option. I like Atlanta a lot better, though. And then on the Jets side of the ball, again, Darnold in a 2QB league. He's not a terrible option. Le'Veon Bell, you're going to start him because you probably drafted him in the top 10. And hopefully he gets some volume this week. I still don't understand what Adam Gase is doing with him. He talked about earlier in the season he was going to get him some more involved in the passing game. Go ahead.
Do you think Adam Gase knows what he's doing with him? Do you think Adam Gase even
No,
knows?
I don't think he understands how to run a football team at all, and I don't think his coordinators do either. and as far as the receivers go, your only real option is Jamison Crowder. I don't think Robbie Anderson is going to be what obviously he's not going to be what he was last year, and I don't think he's going to have a resurgence this late in the season. So. Yeah, and I don't like the Jets defense either because they have a ton of injuries. So, I mean, a lot of their starters are hurt or questionable going into this week. So, not a huge fan of the Jets D.
Neither is Adam Gase.
Yeah, right. And that's all I got for them.
Boom.
I will say I like Oakland's defense this week. I think the Jets offense is bad.
Okay.
And I think the Oakland can get some sacks and get some turnovers.
I mean, Dallas has a top. What, 7 defense, I think, right now? And they didn't play that great against them, so.
That was a weird game.
Yeah.
Well,
and that was, like 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was.
Well, their boy Max Crosby was AFC Defensive Player of the Week, so they might get in there.
Mad Max.
Yeah, maybe. Mad Max. Yeah. Yeah, he's got that cast on. What, did he break his hand in a preseason game, was it, right? Yeah. Watch Hard Knocks. It was dope.
All right. Brad, what do you got next for us?
All right, boys. Carolina at New Orleans. Man, this game looked good like 3 weeks ago, but now it just looks bad. Because for some reason, Carolina's got Christian McCaffrey, and that is literally it.
That's not really fair.
What? Okay, yeah, DJ Moore's looked good these past couple weeks.
Curtis Samuel's looked okay, too.
They've looked okay.
They're serviceable, flex options.
But New Orleans defense is good, especially at home. They're very
good. You are correct.
And that's what I'm really worried about. And Marshawn Lattimore's questionable and really trending towards he's going to play. I don't think he's going to travel to stay with DJ Moore, but just the simple fact of him being on the field is going to take away from this passing game. Kyle Allen has looked inept.
Yeah.
He's he was so great for so long not throwing interceptions, and now he's looking like Jameis.
Oh well, come on. That's
he threw weird. Four interceptions right. last
he
week.
He did.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's not throwing the touchdowns that Jameis throws with it, so
didn't
you? So honestly, on Carolina, you can start DJ Moore just because it's a bad bye week this week, and probably you have Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, some other chief, maybe Mike Williams you've been playing. I don't know. But there's a lot of teams on a bye, so a lot of
yeah, there's
teams.
a lot of
Vikings offense. Guys and Cardinals guys. So you might start DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel. Just DJ Moore is nothing better than a wide receiver two this week for me in PPR.
Okay, that's fair.
And Curtis Samuel is a you're hoping for the boom touchdown play. And Kyle Allen, you're gonna come near that. Now, New Orleans offense hasn't looked great. Michael Thomas has been amazing. He's leading the NFL in receptions right now. So obviously, duh, Michael Thomas, go for it. Alvin Kamara, if you're in PPR, go for it. But if you're in standard, I'm setting Kamara.
Yeah, he's just not getting the work in the running game anymore.
And Drew Brees, like we talked about, four teams with four startable quarterbacks on a bye, other than maybe Phillip Rivers.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's a tough option right now.
Yeah, so probably three starting quarterbacks that you've been starting and relying on. Drew Brees, obviously. You're starting Drew Brees. Maybe I might even stream Derek Carr over Drew Brees this week because Carolina's defense is actually pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad. They are at home.
But it is New Orleans at home. Yeah. New Orleans at home is usually a safe bet.
Yeah.
And Jared Cook, tight end with the pulse. Greg Olsen, tight ends with pulses that get target shares. Greg Olsen actually gets quite a bit of the targets. So.
Which one's catching a touchdown this week?
Neither.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. I think the cookie gets a touchdown.
The cookie gets a touchdown?
Oh.
Is that racist? Is that racist?
No.
No. His name is Jared Cook. Why can't I call him Cookie?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. I've seen Men of Honor.
Come on. It's Pepsi, dude.
Men of Honor with Cuba Jr.
Cookie. Come on.
But New Orleans defense, with the way Kyle Allen's been playing, you can probably start New Orleans defense. He's been turning the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like Latavius Murray. And that's really it from this game. New Orleans is good on offense. They are. They really only have like two players who are starting.
Yeah.
And then a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think Jared Cook is a great option this week, actually.
Ooh, there you go, Josh.
Okay.
Just saying. Google it.
Yeah. And Olsen's good for 7 to 10 points every week, even if he does
catch
touchdowns.
I googled it, nothing came up.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize for that.
Jared Cook or the Hollister?
Oh, Hollister.
Really? I like Jared Cook.
I like Hollister.
I actually do like Jared Cook in that matchup as well.
He'll be okay. He'll get his. Don't worry.
All right, Josh. Is Miami going to get back on their winning ways?
I don't know why. Against Cleveland? I don't know why you hate me with this horrible lineup you make tonight.
Hey, I got the poop vector like 2 weeks ago, so everybody gets a turn.
I go straight down the list. Don't you guys realize I go straight down the list and I just flip-flop when we have each other's teams?
It doesn't help that my team, because we all get our own teams, it doesn't help that my team is also bad, so that just adds another crappy thing that I have to talk about. So it's just dumpster fire after dumpster fire. All right, so anyway.
Well, just jump on a new bandwagon.
No.
It's better than about that time. It's been about 6 years on a team. Isn't it time for you to jump bandwagons?
No, I'm not doing it. I need to feel the misery through this. And besides, it wasn't my fault. The Rams left St. Louis.
I'm not dealing with you.
And they didn't want to win for like 20 years. So anyway, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Baker Mayfield. Well, I'm going to start Baker this week. That's right. It's a high-end QB2. I think the boys in Cleveland are going to get it done against this bad defense. I don't want to start anyone from Miami except maybe Devontae Parker. I think Devontae Parker could be a good option this week, because he's really the only option. Now, Nick Chubb, standard, of course you're going to start Nick Chubb in standard because he's worth it. Kareem Hunt is worth starting in PPR, PPR only. Now, Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, what do you do with these two guys? Oh, the LSU alumni. Well, you're probably going to start OBJ because you don't have much better options, especially with four teams on a bye this week. You're going to start him, but you're not going to like it. And Jarvis Landry, you're absolutely going to start because he's a PPR machine, going back to what he did before. And this Browns defense as well. Without Myles Garrett, I still think they're going to be fine. They're also going to be down another defensive lineman whose name is escaping me right now. But it's not really – Olivier Vernon, sorry. But it's not really going to matter because Miami's bad. And Ryan Fitzpatrick's a little banged up, but he's still going to play because there's no way they want to throw Josh Allen out there because he's just – he's just bad. He's just so bad.
Well, they don't have Josh Allen, so it'd be really hard for them to throw him out there.
Well, the other Josh. You know which one I meant.
Josh Rosen?
Rosen.
Yeah.
Rosen. Kissed by Rosen, baby. Rosen.
The people know what I meant. They're not going to throw Rosen out there.
Yeah. Good Seal reference, though. Well done.
Kissed by a Rosen.
So, Josh, there was some news about the tight end for Cleveland this week.
Yeah, so David Njoku was supposed to come back from IR, but it's looking like he is going to sit this week as well, and they might bring him back next week for the big playoff push.
if you've been using Jarvis Landry, does that bother you? Do you think he takes targets away from Jarvis Landry?
Yes, next week he will, but not this week, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
You think so? I feel like he's not going to get enough snaps to really be
to affect that. Baker owes him.
Because he got him killed. Well, that's fair, but I think they'll work him back in slowly.
I think that he's going to work Baker over if he doesn't work him back in real fast. That's what I think. he almost got vehicular manslaughter. It was bad.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
That's all I got for this game, boys.
Ooh, all right, Eric, you got a terrible offense versus a terrible defense. Who's going to win out against Pittsburgh at Cincinnati?
Oh, I think Pittsburgh D is going to win out on that one. So we got AJ Green still hurt. Oh, my goodness, Cat. Stop. Psycho.
Professional. We got to keep it professional. Extremely right? We got professional. Kids yelling. Cats, my dog flapping its ears over here. It's all crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what happens when you move around in the military. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, AJ Green still hurt. Basically, the only viable option you have on the Cincinnati offense is Joe Mixon because they're giving him the ball roughly 30 times a game because he's the only weapon they have. Tyler Boyd, don't even look at him. Don't even think about it. John Ross, nope. Don't even think about that either, because that would be ridiculous. Giovanni Bernard. Mm. Nope. He's not getting any touches. And who's their quarterback again?
It doesn't matter who their quarterback is.
Exactly. And Leif Erickson, he's going to be a no-go-to. Tyler Eifert, if you don't have a tight end with a pulse and you have to play Tyler Eifert, be real sad about it. You should not play him. You should play anybody else but him.
O.J. Howard or Tyler Eifert?
Yeah, I think I'd play it. Oh, whoa. Ooh, actually, no. Doesn't O.J. Howard have a good matchup this week?
Doesn't matter.
He's got Atlanta.
Going Crifert, okay. 100%.
Going Crifert, 100%. Ooh. At least I know Jameis can throw it more than like 10 yards. I'd probably go with O.J. Howard there just on the potential, on the upside. So, because Crifert hasn't done anything all year. I think he's had like one good game.
Ryan, you don't think Ryan Finley can get it done? Is that what you're saying to me right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you.
Okay, I just wanted to reiterate.
Ryan Finley throws more touchdown passes to Minka Fitzpatrick than he does any of his players.
Yeah, probably true.
Are we taking bets on that? Because I want in.
I'm just doing a bold prediction.
Over under, he throws one pick six to Minka Fitzpatrick. I take the over.
You put it at 1.5. I'm still taking
it. Yeah, okay. Josh, you taking the under or no?
No, I agree with you guys. I just think it's funny that that's a thing.
Yeah, Minka's probably going to make him look bad. I'm sure there's a prop bet for this game involving that. I can almost guarantee it. So yeah, just Joe Mixon, folks. Don't worry about anybody else on that, on the Cincinnati side of the ball. You could probably start their defense though, because the Steelers have James Conner.
Hey, no, Mason Rudolph. He got the sense knocked into him. He showed some fire. He's ready to go.
He's not.
It's Bush League. It's Bush League.
It was Bush League. The whole thing was Bush League. So James Conner out, shoulder. Juju Smith-Schuster out, concussion, knee. We already know Josh hates him. You're going to bench him anyway because he's not doing anything, even if he was healthy. James Conner, even if he was healthy, you have no idea what's going to happen. As far as the Cincinnati side of the ball, Jalen Samuels is probably your only decent play here because he gets a lot of work in the passing game. In PPR, in standard, I would not touch him.
What about Benny Snell? He's supposed to play this week. He might be the early down back, getting a lot of the – this is a bad Cincinnati run team. They're going to keep the ball out of Mason, Denton the head, Rudolph.
If you know for sure he's going to play, like if we have confirmation, you know, if he was full participant in practice all week, which I'm not 100% sure he was, but he probably was. And then, you know, they talk about working him in on the pregame shows, maybe put him in a flex role at best in standard.
You just got to work him in there.
For Eric, I'll just give this one to you. Benny Snell or Kalen Ballage?
Ballage, because he's the starter. He's going to get more work. He's going to get more work definitively.
Josh, I'm cashing in. Do you agree? I'm cashing in the Ballagio, baby.
I'm taking Benny Snell.
You're a homer.
That's because he went to Kentucky.
No. It's that Kalen Ballage is averaging under 2 yards a carry.
Good enough for me.
They should sign Kaepernick to be their running back.
Yeah, but
if
Kalen Ballage gets 25 carries, he'll get 50 yards and maybe a touchdown and maybe some passing game work. I don't know if Benny Snell's even going to see the field that much. So Benny Snell might not even get 25 snaps. We'll see what happens.
Kaepernick is about 6'3", though. Just saying.
Yeah. Be interesting. Worth a shot. I mean, Miami can't do any worse, right? Were they at his workout? Does anybody know?
No. But no, nobody was at his work. Are you talking about Kunta Kinte? No,
there were six teams there. There were six.
What did
teams.
You say, Josh?
You talking about Kunta Kinte? No, nobody was at his workout.
Oh my god.
Okay, cutting that out.
Cut that.
He wore the shirt. That ain't me. He wore the shirt.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
It's
either
a fictional
way,
character.
Don't care.
Fictional character.
Yep. We're right. Fictional. Yep. Okay. Moving on. Yeah, go ahead with the rest of the Pittsburgh guys. Anything else you're starting there?
James Washington. Pittsburgh defense, full start. No, nobody else. Mason Rudolph can't throw the ball. Just Jalen Samuels. Just worry about Jalen Samuels.
All right, here we go. Deep QB league thing. Mason Rudolph or the quarterback on the other side of the field from him. You have to start one.
Probably Rudolph, because he'll at least complete passes to the running back. Although, Finley will too. Yeah. Okay, so no, Ryan Finley, because I have more faith in Joe Mixon taking it to the house than I do Jalen Samuels. So Ryan Finley.
Oh, get out of here.
And Jalen Samuels might throw the only touchdown pass. I mean,
he might. You never know. I'll go with Finley on that. Only because, like, you're talking about, like, your stupid 16-team 2QB league where you have nobody to play. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, where it's completely every quarterback's rostered, you have to start one of them. Okie dokie, Lemon Smokies. I'm up with another terrible offense versus a terrible defense. We got the Giants at the Bears.
That should be fun.
So Mitchell Trubisky or Mason Rudolph? Ugh. Did you see that Mitchell Trubisky ranks 33rd and 34th on yards per game? And completions per game?
Yeah, it was all over Twitter.
There are 32 teams in the league if people forgot how to do math here.
Well, I mean, of qualifying quarterbacks, there's more than 32 this year because we've had so many backups play. So,
Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah,
and backups are beating him out. Backups are beating him out.
Yeah, because he's bad.
I'd like to see where Baker ranks on that list.
Ooh, that's a great question, actually. Probably
he's
pretty
probably
well.
Like 29.
Yeah, he's probably...
No, he's got a lot of yards and completions. Like,
does he though? He's been under 60% like a couple of games this year, a few games this year.
Yeah, when you're throwing the ball 60 times, it doesn't matter. All right, but let's go. Let's just get in this Giants side of the ball. One person and one person only were starting Saquon Barkley. Evan Ingram's out. Sterling Shepard is clear concussion protocol. But Lord, it's the Bears. It's Daniel Jones. Nope. Khalil Mack. He's hungry. Yeah, it ain't gonna be good.
All right.
Saquon Barkley, just because you have to, like, out of pure, like,
well, it's
Saquon
you probably
Barkley.
Drafted him like in one or two.
I like Darius Slayton the rest of the season, and the Giants have a great schedule coming up the rest of the year, but you can't start any of the guys this week.
I think I actually have to play Slayton this week because I don't have anybody else.
What about Golden Tate? You don't like Golden Tate this week?
Ooh.
No, I don't, because I don't think Daniel Jones has time to get the ball to Golden Tate.
I think.
And Golden Tate runs his mouth a lot, and I see the Bears knocking his claws off.
Fair enough.
I think he'll get at least 10 PPR points.
If you want, 10 PPR points, yes. He's a safer play. I don't really like it, but with Evan Ingram still out, he's probably the only other option there. You can play him, but there's other guys out there I like better. You know, James Washington's a bigger upside than him, I think.
Oh, really? You think so?
No, like James Washington could get like 6 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, he could, but I don't really. Like James Washington at all.
Exactly. Okay, now we go to the other side of the ball. We got Chicago. Man, this is a great matchup across the board for them all the way. Problem is, it's Chicago.
Yeah.
David Montgomery, I want to believe so bad, but God, I can't. Are we starting David Montgomery? I think you kind of have to. He's a low-end RB2. Just because, like you said, he's the starter, right? We're starting him over Kalen Ballage's of the world. We're starting him over the Benny Snell's of the world. You know, these are guys we literally just talked about starting, and we're starting him over him. Latavius Murray that you may have in your roster. You want to start him over that guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
But then we go Allen Robinson just because PPR. I'm going with Allen Robinson. I don't really like it, but
he'll get the targets.
You know, we just talked about Golden Tate. Mm-hmm. Like Allen Robinson better than Golden Tate this week. You agree, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. Mitchell Trubisky, unless it's that super deep league that we just talked about, possibly starting Mason Rudolph, don't do it.
Yeah. If you didn't watch that game last week, which honestly, it was hard to watch any of it, you saw how good both of them are right now. Neither of them are playable, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Yep. And that's really about it for Chicago.
What do you think about Tariq Cohen? He caught a few passes and a touchdown last week.
Him and David Montgomery are going to be ranked like pretty much back-to-back for me in PPR. Okay. Just because, like you said, it's just another option. The Giants defense doesn't really scare me. Trubisky is playing this week, so I think that they're going to want to try to build him some confidence so I could see some short dump downs beginning of the game to try to rebuild him up after the disaster of that game last week.
Especially with that.
Bears defense, though. Oh, my God, Bears defense.
Yeah.
Because Daniel Jones is good for at least one turnover a game.
Fact. Be it a fumble or an interception, you'll probably get one or the other.
One turnover a game. Maybe he's good for at least one.
Yep.
Anything, Josh? I can't see your facial expression, so.
Yeah, well. Yeah, you pretty much know what it looks like.
It looks like you got Denver at Buffalo, baby.
It sure does. The Battle of the Allens, Brandon versus Josh. So I know a lot of people are thinking, well.
And Josh Allen, who leads all quarterbacks in rushing touchdowns.
I know. A lot of people are thinking, hey, he's a very startable asset this week. Problem is Denver is great against quarterbacks. They're one of the best teams in the league against quarterbacks. Yeah, I can still see your facial expressions. So anyway, Josh Allen.
I'm rocking out some T-Sizzle, baby.
I don't understand why you're listening to music while we're doing this. Anyway.
To keep me pumped.
Okay. So Josh Allen, I don't think that he is a good start this week. I think he's a lower end option for me. If you want to dip your toes into that water, go for it. But you're certainly not going to start Brandon Allen. Come on. I mean, he can't even throw touchdown passes. I got to let Cortland Sutton do it. The running backs.
All right, Josh, real quick back to quarterbacks. Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield this week?
Baker.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not a lot of injury news coming from this game, so we don't need to worry about that too much. Other than, you know, Denver, my pride is injured. So Philip Lindsay and Devin Singletary, they're both startable this week. They're both RB2s, and I feel really good about them. Royce Freeman, I don't think you should start Royce Freeman unless you absolutely have to, but I think that there are other options out there. Cortland Sutton, so he's been getting work based on them having to utilize him in different ways. And this Buffalo defense is very real, so I think Cortland Sutton is going to be a flex play at best here. Noah Fant is a tight end that you should consider starting. He's been a lot better with Brandon Allen. I know that's really weird, but yeah, the last two games he's gotten much more usage. I think Noah Fant is going to be pretty good this week. Like we already talked about Josh Allen and Devin Singletary. Now the receivers, we've been starting John Brown consistently week in and week out. I think you should sit him this week. I don't think you should just flex him. I think you should sit the smoke show this week. I don't have any faith in John Brown this week. I'm sorry. I don't want anything to do with any of the Buffalo wide receivers. That Bills defense, though, yeah, you got to fire them up. You got to fire them up hard, real hard. Philip Lindsay does have a wrist injury and the foot that he was nursing, but he is going to be playing. But just be ready in case he comes out. My little wrist hurts. Undrafted wrist.
Undrafted wrist.
Look, the rest of his body got drafted, but just the wrist. So like, we don't want that.
No, none of his body got drafted.
I think you're thinking of that linebacker for Seattle.
No. Oh. The
bad
Griffin
form,
brother.
Sir. Bad form.
And you were upset
it's
about
factual.
What I said. That's what reference. I said was factual, but you got to have to cut out what I said? Unbelievable.
I ain't cutting nothing.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's all going in there.
All right, go ahead.
You really don't like the smoke show against these guys? I feel like he's an okay play. Who's their best corner in Denver?
Chris Harris.
Is he going to stay in front of the smoke show?
Yes, and he is on a he's absolutely going to. And Chris Harris is on a franchise tag, which means he's still playing for a contract. He's been balling out this year.
Okay.
You said Devin Singletary's a set, right? Because Denver's run defense is really good.
No, I think he's worth an RB2 this week.
In PPR, but he's a low-end RB2.
Okay.
He's a Golden Tate, like right there with that 10, 12 points.
Okay.
All right.
If you were paying attention, you'd know what I said, but you weren't.
I know. Sorry, I had to take care of my kid who was sick.
Yeah, well, no one told you to have anymore.
All right. What was that?
No one told you to have kids. Let's go.
Nobody did. All right. So, Eric, we got Tampa Bay at Atlanta.
We got Tampa Bay and Atlanta.
Shootout?
What's that?
Question mark? Shootout?
Shootout question mark? Sure. Yeah, probably, because they're both terrible. Actually, I like the Falcons defense this week. I think they'll be okay because you know who's good for some turnovers just like Danny Jones? Jameis Winston, baby.
Yep, that's what I meant.
Arby's does have turnovers. They're actually pretty decent.
Thank you.
And a beef and cheddar classic. You can never go wrong. Put a little Arby and horsey sauce on that bad dad. Mm. Okay. See? Anyway, I digress. So, Falcons defense. They are going to get some turnovers. Jameis will throw an interception. Almost guarantee that every week in and week out. He'll probably fumble it too. Unfortunately, on the offensive side, they have Devonta Freeman out and Austin Hooper, who was the number one tight end in the league in fantasy points, is also out with that knee injury. So Matt Ryan, his stock goes down a little bit here, but I think both teams are going to just chuck it the entire game because neither of them have any good running backs. So this whole Rojo getting the start, being the starter guy, yeah, that's really working out for nobody. Yeah, because Peyton Barber comes in and steals the show. So Matt Ryan, expect him to be a QB2 at best. If you have to play him, go ahead. If you're in 2QB league, you probably got to play him. But if you have better options, I would start Josh Allen for him personally. That's my opinion on it. And then you got to go with Julio Jones, because you probably drafted him in the first or second round, and he'll still get his.
Does he get a touchdown?
Ooh. So Keenan Allen broke his streak. What are we on, 8 weeks now for Julio?
8 weeks.
I'm gonna say yes, because their passing defense isn't that good. Their rushing defense is very good, but their passing defense isn't great. So I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say he gets one.
I'm gonna let it
Josh,
ride.
Josh, you drinking some whiskey over there?
Nope. I'm gonna.
Josh, you got some whiskey over there?
I don't.
Oh, I hear some ice.
Don't. I'm gonna let it ride and go with 9 weeks, though. 9 weeks.
Okay.
9.
All right. Josh says we're going to 9. I say he gets one this week.
Got to play the hot hand.
So, Eric, I might have missed it. Falcons defense.
Oh, yeah.
You said you're going with them because Jameis is going to turn it
for
over.
For sure.
There.
He'll fumble or throw an interception or probably multiple interceptions and probably fumble. So, yeah. And God knows the running back will probably put it on the ground, too. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Brian Hill? Come on, man. It's 3 down back. Brian
Get
Hill.
Out of here. And
he plays 3 downs.
On the Tampa Bay side of the ball, we already talked about Rojo and Peyton Barber. I don't like either of them. They're flex plays at best. You gotta hope you pick the right one that gets the touchdown that week, because you never know. So you look like Jabba the Hutt right now. Calm down. As he's
Me?
Getting choked out by Leia. No, Brad looks like Jabba the Hutt as Leia was like choking him to death. It's ridiculous. Okay, so Mike Evans, full go. O.J. Howard, sit him unless you don't have a better option. Hopefully you have a tight end with a pulse. Why can I not? Godwin. Chris Godwin.
O.J. Howard or Jordan Sprinkle from Washington.
Who?
Shut up. Shut up.
O.J. Howard. O.J. Howard.
That's not even anybody's choice ever.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I didn't even know that was – I didn't know who that was. So you could have said any name, and I wouldn't have known who the Washington tight end was because he's bad.
Vernon Davis, you guys got to put on IR.
Yeah. What happened to him, man? He used to be so good. Anyway.
He's 90 years old.
Calm down. So was Antonio Gates. He was good. Jason Witten, 100
right,
years old.
Come on. Finish out this. Finish
all right.
Out this
Mike stuff. Evans, Chris Godwin, full go. Don't worry about the D. Don't worry about the Tampa Bay defense. Don't play them.
Oh, Brad's so pushy tonight. Oh.
I know.
You forget to push.
We're 42 minutes, baby.
Yeah, we are at 42 minutes. We got to get it going.
You forget to push record hey guys, one time, and then you don't push.
No, it stopped recording like 20 minutes ago.
All right, good night,
you better
guys.
Be messing with us.
I'm messing with you. All right, moving on to Jacksonville at Tennessee, baby. We got Nick Foles. Big boop, Nick.
Yep. He is that guy.
Ryan Tannehill.
I like how you damn levitarded it and just bleeped your own thing with saying beep.
That's great.
Yeah, that's easier than me cutting it later.
Facts.
So, I like both the running backs here. I am worried about Fournette because what I forgot when we said that the head coach wants to give Fournette the ball more, this is the same offensive coordinator that was at Minnesota last year, whom Mike Zimmer said, I want to give Dalvin Cook in the running game the ball more. And he said, okay, cool. And he kept throwing the ball 40 times until they fired his butt. So,
yeah.
John DeFilippo, we'll see what he wants to do. But hopefully Fournette gets the ball more. Tennessee's got a good defense. So does Jacksonville. But Jacksonville's run defense hasn't been as good as of late. So Derrick Henry's probably going to get the ball like 45 times and rush, break one for 69 yards and get two couple touchdowns. So Derrick Henry's great play. Wide receiver side, DJ Chark is becoming an every week start.
Say that 5 times fast.
DJ Chark, every week start.
Yeah, say that 5 times fast.
I can't say DJ Chark without singing do-do-do-do-do in my head afterwards anymore. So
you should have Taylor Swift in your head, then you'll have to do that. All right. Other than that, Jacksonville side of the ball, wide receiver-wise, I really don't want to start anybody else. He's really the only one I want to start. DD's okay PPR play, but there's some better options out there that I think gives some better upside.
I like Conley better than him, personally.
Well, yes, exactly.
He's the third best guy on his team, yeah. So.
Yeah, and then Tennessee side of the ball, I can't start any wide receivers, man. I just can't do it. I just can't. One of them probably will have a good game, but good luck. Adam Humphreys?
Yeah, that's like spinning a roulette wheel.
Corey Davis? A.J. Brown? Yeah, you can spin the wheel on one of them. One of them will probably get a touchdown maybe, but probably not. Ryan Tannehill, I'm not starting him really. Now, Delanie Walker is going to be out again. It's weird. A 35-year-old man isn't recovering as fast as they thought.
Are you kidding me?
Funk it, right? So he's not going to play. So Jonnu Smith, still a thing?
Still a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing, but I wouldn't start him.
Jonnu Smith or O.J. Howard?
O.J. Howard.
Josh?
O.J. Howard.
Yeah.
Is this the all hype tight end squad I just gave you right here?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go Jonnu just to be a little different here, but yeah, I don't like any of them. I'll take Dawson Knox for Buffalo over both these guys. Yeah, Tennessee, you can probably start the defense because Nick Foles did turn the ball over last week, and if they throw the ball 40 times, he's probably going to turn it over again. Tennessee's defense has been all right. And then same thing with Jacksonville. Ryan Tannehill doesn't impress me at all. He's just a guy.
Yeah, he doesn't impress anybody.
That don't impress me much.
Josh, you're really belting him out tonight, bud.
Dude, yeah, he is. I went and
speaking of belting them out,
Frozen 2, dude.
Oh, go ahead, Josh.
Frozen 2.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Josh, before we get into the prime games, I'm not going to say prime time because these are prime beef games.
Okay.
Right? These last three games we're going to do. Give us a little FSA update.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously, it's not going good, boys. Whenever Philip Rivers.
Brisket didn't hook you up on Thursday?
Whenever Philip Rivers and Jacoby Brissett are your main quarterbacks, things are not going well. I'd rather not talk about my team. We'll just talk about Fantasy Sports Alliance. You can go to their website, fsa-fr.com. You can go see, check them out at Facebook, at Fantasy Sports Alliance on Facebook. Brian, he does a weekly show. We're on that show as well with our heroes and villains. So go check them out. We appreciate what he does. And they're starting up a brand new Dynasty League next year, which I'm getting excited about since my FSA season is over.
All right, Eric, you got the number one offense versus the number one passing defense.
Ooh, I do.
There we go.
Dallas at New England.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
So, I would love to read you the Patriots' injury report, but it would take me 2 hours. So just remember, everybody's questionable, but everybody's probably going to play, including Tom Brady.
But not Mohamed Sanu. Mohamed Sanu is not going to
play. This time of year.
Yeah, Mohamed Sanu is not going to play. He's got a bad ankle thing. But did you really want to play him anyway? No. The only real viable receiver, you did not. Get out of here. You're not going to play Mohamed Sanu. Stop shaking your head at me.
Over a Tennessee wide receiver?
Well,
yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Goose egg is better than no points because one of them probably cough it up. Anyway, Julian Edelman is the only guy you want to start in terms of receivers because he's the only receiver they have on the New England side of the ball. Tom Brady's probably an okay start in deeper league. What was that face?
What about Philip?
Philip Dorsett? Again, roulette wheel. Spin it and hope he gets a touchdown. He might, but you don't know. He's a flex play at best. Flex play at best.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Why?
Dirty,
Byron
man.
Jones and Awuzie, however you say his name. They'll be fine. Don't worry.
Chidobe.
Julian Edelman is the only receiver I feel comfortable starting on that offense. In terms of running backs, Sony Michel, I'm going to say it right now, you're dead to me, bud. That's why I traded you. You're not even good in standard. So I would go with, if you have to, low-end flex play, or not a low-end, a consistent flex play, James White, week in and week out.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good for like 13 points every week. So he gets, you look at his stat line on ESPN on your matchup, and it says 0 yards, but he's got 13 points, and I love it. No tight ends there worth writing home about. Is Ben Watson playing this week? What's happening with him?
Yep. Ben Watson is.
Yeah.
Supposed to be active.
He's old. I wouldn't bother with that. He.
Wow.
Ben Watson or Jonnu Smith.
Now we hate the elderly. Wow.
Who did you say? Ben Watson or who?
Ben Watson or Jonnu Smith.
Who's are you talking about the Tennessee tight end?
Yeah.
Probably Ben Watson just because he's got Tom Brady throwing him the ball. Although he's looked pretty rough here lately. So if you have to play Tom because of bye week stuff, good luck. Temper your expectations, because the Dallas passing defense is actually second in fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. So they're pretty good on that side of the ball. Yep. Ooh. On the Dallas side of the ball. So like I said earlier in the show, supposedly the flu is running rampant through the Dallas locker room. I don't know how true this is, although Joe Thomas is sick with illness. So is Donovan Wilson and Donovan Wilson, just him. And Leighton Vander Esch is going to be out. So the middle of the field might be a little open because Jalen Smith isn't that great. So, but you got to start all three receivers for the Cowboys. I think Cobb's a good flex option. Gallup's a good flex option. And Amari Cooper, you got to start him. You probably drafted him in the third round or so. What? He's okay. He's not listed. The knee's all right.
I know. It's just man-to-man Stephon Gilmore in these corners.
But Dak's going to feed him the ball. He's going to get the targets no matter what, because Dak loves to throw him the football. It doesn't matter who's covering him. Zeke, you got to start because you probably drafted him like third or fourth. But their rushing defense is pretty good. We'll see if Kellen Moore decide to get any more creative with him. Hopefully they start throwing him out wide or running some wheel routes and stuff with him, because I don't think there's a linebacker on this team that can handle him in the passing game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and usually the guy to cover tight ends and stuff is Patrick Chung, who's been out the past couple weeks.
Heel and chest.
So
that's pretty rough.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
I like me some Witten this week.
I like you some Jay Witt. He does have a pulse. He is good for 7 to 10 points every week. So he probably won't get a touchdown. He probably won't.
I think he could.
Okay.
If Chung's out.
Well, he is questionable. We'll see what happens.
Is this a Romo or an Aikman game? Which Dallas quarterback's doing this game? Because we know one of them's doing it.
Oh, I was like, I thought you were were you saying, like, is Dak going to play like Romo or is Dak going to play Dallas like Aikman?
There's a Dallas quarterback that's going to do this
game. This is an Aikman game.
Yeah, this is Fox.
It's on Fox?
Yeah, this is on Fox. Okay. Because I think San Francisco and Green Bay, that next game we're going to talk about, got flexed. So,
yeah, you did.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I really got. I don't like either of these defenses because these offenses are pretty fairly potent. There'll probably be a decent number of points scored in this game. And Dak and Brady don't really turn the ball over very much. So, and neither do their running backs. Because if you cough the ball up on the Patriots, you sit down forever. So, yeah. I don't expect the defenses to be great this week.
All right, Josh. Flex us into the Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, all right. Well, first of all, let me get out of the way all of the people for San Francisco who were injured. Robbie Gold and Matt Breida are both doubtful, so you need to have other plans in place. Debo Samuel, Emmanuel Sanders, and George Kittle are all questionable. So obviously this poses several different scenarios for you. If George Kittle doesn't play, then you got to start Ross Dwelly. If Emmanuel Sanders doesn't play, you got to start Debo Samuel. But if Debo Samuel doesn't play, then you can start no one. So this is obviously just a huge mess. So I'm just going to go on the presumption that Debo, Manny Sanders, and George Kittle will all play. So Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers are both fine starts this week. We're going to talk about those guys being okay, ready to go. They're fine. The running backs is a little bit different because Aaron Jones has been very, very good. But San Francisco's run defense is top-notch, one of the best in the entire NFL. So you're going to start Aaron Jones, obviously, but I'm feeling like this could be one of those trap games where he gets you 3 points. I mean, it really could be that way. Tevin Coleman, great start. Like we talked about, if most of Jimmy G's options are out, Tevin Coleman is going to be able to feast in the passing game because Kyle Juszczyk is back playing, and we know that the offense just runs a lot better with him being involved. The only receiver you even want to think about for the Green Bay Packers is Devontae Adams, and now we're done with their side of the ball.
You don't like Rodgers? Did I miss that?
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, I like Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Yeah, I said Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, and Devontae Adams, the three A's, the A-team.
But there's five A's. There's actually six A's in those names.
Keep it down.
I think it's pronounced Aaron. I think.
Keep it down.
Aaron. in Adam's history.
Insubordinate and churlish.
Yeah, come on.
All right.
Do we want to include Alan Lazard and Geronimo Allison too then? My gosh. Anyway.
No.
Okay.
You said startable assets.
Yeah, okay. So that's what it's about. So now, like we said, if Emmanuel Sanders does not play, Deebo Samuel is going to be good, but he is recovering from that shoulder injury. Emmanuel Sanders still having issues with the ribs. I don't like these guys, especially if they're going to be banged up. If Emmanuel Sanders is going to go out there and play, I don't want anything to do with him. If Deebo is going to go out there and play, you can start him, but only if Kittle's going to be out. If Kittle plays, all bets are off. You don't want to touch Deebo or Emmanuel Sanders. But I'm thinking out of the three of them, George Kittle won't play. Emmanuel Sanders will play, and he'll be banged up. Deebo Samuel will play, and he'll be banged up. So Deebo is probably the best out of those three. But it's kind of a mess right now, boys.
All right, so Josh, with all these questionable tags, with the George Kittle, Emmanuel Sanders, Deebo Samuel, this is a Sunday night game because they flexed into Sunday night, which really screws over fantasy owners because now the inactives come out really late,
yep.
i.e. Robert Woods from last week, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
That's a shot. What are you doing with your wide receiver and tight end? If you were a George Kittle owner, are you starting a Jason Witten or something earlier and just saying if he plays, whatever, I miss out?
Well, like Eric just alluded to, Jason Witten's good for 7 to 10 points. It depends. I think that's all matchup dependent. If you are in a Hail Mary kind of matchup against your opponent, you're trying to get in the playoffs, you got to kind of wait and see what's going to happen with Kittle. But if you just need a guy with a safe floor, I would rather start Jason Witten this week, just on the assumption that Kittle will miss.
And what about the wide receivers? Let's say you're Emmanuel Sanders or Deebo. Are you going to wait on them, or are you going out and starting a Chris Conley or, you know, one of these lower guys that don't have great matchups that maybe you normally wouldn't go to? A Devontae Parker maybe even.
So the only situation that would have happened is because you don't have Deebo Samuel as a guy that you drafted to be a starting asset. So the only person that would have been was Emmanuel Sanders. And I don't think you should start Emmanuel Sanders in this matchup this week at all. He's not anywhere close to 100%. And I think you should start one of those other guys before starting him.
Yeah, and the biggest problem with this being a Sunday night game is that the Monday night game that I'm getting into, segue, doesn't have a lot of wide receivers you can go pick up that you want to start. Because really the only wide receiver on Baltimore that you might want to start is good old Hollywood Brown, but Jalen Ramsey's probably going to stick on him like glue and just curse in his ear all day.
Mm-hmm. That's what he does.
Then on the Rams side of the ball, you got Cooper Kupp, a couple bad weeks in a row, but I say this more Jared Goff than Cooper Kupp. Robert Woods is back at practice. Does he play? Doesn't he not? I don't know, because we don't know what's going on with him right now, so it's hard to make a determination if he's going to play, but he did show back up at practice this week. Brandon Cooks is also supposed to play. So again, we have another big question mark of waiting on wide receivers. If you do want to wait on either Brandon Cooks or Robert Woods for Monday night, go out and get Josh Reynolds. At least you have a wide receiver to start.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to go in there and have to start one of these other – who is it, Willie Snead for Baltimore?
Yeah, oh. Who's done nothing all year. That.
If you're going into Monday night with Willie Snead, you're down by 5 points. You lose?
More than likely.
Yeah, more than likely. You don't feel good about that.
Mm-mm.
But obviously, Lamar Jackson, you can't set Lamar Jackson. Even though the Rams' defense is good and Aaron Donald's very good, it's Lamar Jackson. I can't do anything. You know, you got to start him.
Yep.
The thing is, though, the Rams are really good against a run. And Mark Ingram, he had a great PPR week last week, being shifty out there on the outside.
Mm.
But that's not usually what they've been doing within this. And Gus Edwards also had a good game. I'm not going Gus Edwards. Don't jump that hype train because Aaron Donald, all Gus Edwards does is run straight forward. Aaron Donald's going to be waiting on him just to slam him down because Aaron Donald's a big, strong man.
All so man. Strong.
Mark Andrews, though, it's Lamar Jackson's favorite target. You got to go with his favorite target, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Gerald Everett. Do we want to start Gerald Everett?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a tight end with a pulse. I'd like him a lot if Cooks and Woods are both out, but the problem is I don't know. So – I don't know if you can make trades if you're a George Kittle owner and maybe the Gerald Everett owner is ready to move away from it and you got something you can give up for it. Maybe go grab him as a safety net for Monday night.
You could. I actually like Everett better when they play because I feel like it opens up the field more for him. I feel like he.
Okay.
He doesn't have that, you know, that nickel corner or whatever covering him that can really stick with him. He can get a little bit of separation with maybe say a linebacker or, you know, the strong safety or somebody like that.
And as disappointing as Todd Gurley has been this year, he's still your starter.
So disappointing.
But I mean, is he really disappointing? He was a second round pick in some leagues.
Yeah. I mean, I got him.
No, his ADP was.
I got him late in two leagues, but it's still it's been tough having him because like you see guys that shouldn't be out or guys who you shouldn't think should be outscoring him are on a week to week basis. So it's tough.
Yep. And Jared Goff, I can't start Jared Goff. Marcus Peters is just going to be sitting back, just reading his eyes and jumping around.
Probably. Yeah. That Baltimore defense, full go on that one.
Yeah, Baltimore defense is good. Rams defense. Could you start the Rams defense this week?
Lamar is so good, man. I don't think you should.
He is so good, but we got Jalen Ramsey. We got Aaron Donald.
It'll depend on if Donald can get to him early, I think, yes, you're good to go. But, if he doesn't get a sack to, like, rattle him early and he just starts
Dante
doing –
Dante Fowler.
If he starts doing Lamar Jackson things and getting out of the pocket and running all over them, Jalen Ramsey reached out to Mike Vick this week to see if he could get some tips on how to shut him down. Good luck, bud. I don't think you can.
Would you start the Rams defense or Dallas' defense? Because New England's offense hasn't been good.
No, they haven't. But New England's at home, so – I hate that matchup because Dallas is they're crap in the cold. So, yeah, I'd rather start.
What about you, Josh? Would you start the Rams over Dallas' defense?
No.
Okay. Would you start the Rams over Atlanta against Tampa?
No.
Okay. That's a question that some people might have because Atlanta's a streaming option and Rams is a highly owned defense. Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson just makes people look silly.
He does.
He does.
He's been controlling the ball a lot better than he did last year, where he had a lot of turnovers last year, and he's got that in control. So, yeah. It should be a good Monday night game. We'll see what Booger does to ruin that experience for all of us. He'll find a way, baby, because if Booger finds one thing, and that's a way to ruin a great game.
It sure does.
Is the Monday night game on Sunday Ticket?
No. Grow up.
No, because it's national television.
Just a Sunday.
This is the first year I've had it. Right. Calm down.
No, if you do want to watch it, you don't have Verizon, but you can watch NFL Mobile. As always. One last thing. Would you guys start Marquise Brown, who plays for Buffalo, or Josh Gordon against Seattle?
You mean Marquise?
For Seattle against Philadelphia.
You mean Marquise Brown, who plays for Baltimore?
Baltimore, who's playing the Rams.
You said Buffalo.
Or Josh Gordon. Sorry.
Hollywood, baby. Run along. Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood?
Yeah, he's got more upside than. He caught two passes. He barely knows the offense. I don't trust Josh Gordon yet.
It's another week in the system.
We'll
man.
See.
And it's Philadelphia's bad offense. That's all I'm saying is I would rather go with the upside of Josh Gordon because I'm worried about the Jalen Ramsey effect on Hollywood, who is not healthy and who is only running about 15 routes a game.
Who is Seattle playing again? Oh, Philly?
Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey's probably going to shut him down. Yeah, Gordon probably is the safer play there.
Hollywood.
Okay. We'll see.
I will not.
All right, boys.
I won't back down from my prediction, even if it's blatantly wrong.
I'll reconsider.
That's the one consistent thing about you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Can't beat that.
All right, Josh. Take us home.
Let it go. Let it go. Okay, so thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate what you do for the show. Why don't you go on Apple Podcasts and give us a like? How about that? Rate us 5 stars. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Who cares? We're all open for it. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Empty Wagon FF. Big FF. Big fantasy football, okay? Then you got Fabio over here, Gunzaveld 19. You can always go find him.
All right, thank you.
And then you got Brad T. Dad, definitely a dad tonight, dealing with sick kids, at Tack Jones, and I'm at FF Josh Hughes. I'm a guy living in a hotel room right now because I'm homeless. So thanks for tuning in, guys. We love you. We'll see you after some of the games have been played. And later, haters.
Later.
Good luck on your playoff push.